WDR at 4ZLK.
I was listening a while ago when you was talking to, I think it was Gabbo, and boy, I'm sure sorry to hear all the problems, but thank God everything is on the upside, and that's a rough go, I'll tell you.
Part is, for me, is watching my son and his wife kind of taking it in and, you know, wondering how, what's going to happen, you know. It's pretty tough, but I mean, like I said, it could have been a lot worse, and there were some other things that could have gone wrong, other that were totally separate. That it's kind of a miracle that they're the baby's here and or the mother. So we're very thankful.
I just hate to see the baby and the mother have to go through that, and you're pretty helpless. You're just at the mercy of our wonderful doctors down here. I had a friend that had a child that was born and had a hole in its heart, and they had to go in there and fix that. They can do miracles nowadays.
Yeah, there's some tremendous amount of knowledge and tremendous doctors out there that do some amazing things, even on tiny, tiny little bodies. But anyway, they'll get through it. We'll get through it. And she's a beautiful little girl, so I'm very thankful. And I guess you saw the text I sent you last night where I talked to an N0TT?
Yeah. Let me see here now. Hang on a second. All right. That would be Napoleon, Missouri. I'll be darned. I've heard that call before. Maybe it worked.
Going on the 160 band, and when I heard that, at first I thought it was you, and I was like, when he started sending it, and I was like, wait a second, that's N0TT. I'm going to have to talk to him and tell Tom.
Hey, one night I had the handy talking, and way back in the old days when I was hardcore, I had a handy talkie that I kept beside the bed, and it was on 444.8 UHF, and I throwed out my call just for the fun of it. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And some guy come back and he said, "You got my call." And he was in Rolla, Missouri, which is, I don't know, 200 or 300 miles anyways over there, Shane. Way out of the range of our repeater. And we talked for, I don't know, probably 5 or 10 minutes. And then it just disappeared. It was tropospheric ducting, I'm sure, but he couldn't have had it anyways. He was a technician, and he had to be an extra to get it, but that was his initials.
Well, that's really something when those contacts like that happen, and then they just disappear. It's kind of magical, and you just got to be there at the right time, don't you?
N0TR. Yes, you do. And I had a friend did a lot of 6-meter work, and that's what they call 6 meters up there on 50 megahertz, the magic band.
That too. I've listened around. I found a there's a beacon up here that's not far, somewhere along the ridge of mountains here that I can pick up. I haven't heard anything else yet, but I'm never around when I see people post that there's an opening on 6 meters. So, anyway, Tom, I'm here in the driveway. I heard you and Dave talking. I was talking to my mother, and when I hung up with her, I wanted to call you real quick. Hope you and Bernice have a good evening. Maybe we'll talk later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, and we need to get you credit for South Carolina on 116. You can call me, and I'm sure we can make contact, so let me know when you want to do that. Talk to you later, Shane. Have a good day. You've had a great day with the kids and everything, and all of them survived, thank God. In 4ZLK. And 0TR.
That beacon's up on Sasquatch Mountain where the 7-9 machine is. KI4LCI Mobile.
Hey, Bernice is putting on supper. And I got to open some taco sauce over here. Talk to you later, bud. N0TR.
That's fine. I was just telling y'all where that bacon is. W4IT put it on there. You go. KI4LZI Mobile.
Thank you, Andy. And Gerald Chiarca.
W4IT, mother.
Talking about you a few minutes ago. KI4LZI Mobile.
KI4LZI Mobile. Good Lord, how in the world are you? Oh, man, I tell you what. It has been a while. Yeah, I'm back up here in the cold part of the country with y'all over.
Someone was just talking about that bacon while ago on Sassafras Mountain. Just, I guess, 5 or 6 minutes ago, and I told them it was probably the one you put up there.
Up there, I got a couple of control operators who can keep an eye on it for me, can turn it on and off. So it's up there doing its thing. It's not gonna be too long though. It'll disappear and it'll be in Florida. Over.
The previous one that was on here, maybe 6-7 minutes ago, was in for ZLK, and he was talking about he heard it real, real good and. He didn't know where it was, so I come in just before you showed up in here and told him it was probably that and up there.
Yeah, probably was. That's about the only one I hear around here, except later in the evening when some of them get extended ground wave and start coming in. And, you know, unless there's some sporadic E or something, or maybe some F1 or something, but... propagation, but that ain't much. Yeah, it runs less than a watt, really. It runs less than a watt, so it ain't real potent, but it's been heard from the west coast to the Arctic Circle, over.
We know where it was, and I figured it was that. I guess you already realize now 79's got a tone on it full time now.
Didn't know that. I kind of suspected it. I know it was on. It had some kind of tone on it a while back. What's that frequency of the tone, Andy?
It's on 9779 both. Because they was having, I heard the interference myself. I know what they was going through prior to that. 127.3.
Real good. Real good. Is that, they have to do that because of interference, or why'd they have to do that, over?
We tracked them where the station was, but I heard him. Every time they'd do their Tuesday night net, somebody would come on there while they was doing their net. They say there was someone over in Tennessee, but every time they'd go to have a Tuesday night net, they was having interference issues. Every time, then a year after that, they put the tone on it full time at 127.3.
Say 117.3, 11.7, or did you say 127.3?
Well, I don't know. I might be behind the hill. I don't know how good it is, the signal, but 127.3. 127.3.
Well, I'll reprogram my radios for that. That's good to know. Yeah, I kind of suspected that a while back because I was here just after Helene came through in October. Cleaning up and couldn't bring it up, but I did hear some guys on it once, so I said, yeah, they probably had to go to tone. Well, how are you doing? How's your health holding up, buddy?
It's coming back from winter field day that the Byers group had, and of course, I don't know how long you're going to be up here, but I'll go ahead and tell you anyway, if you're going to be up here any time to speak of again. The current Scott 1 repeater, 147.135, it's got a digital tone. 311. And as I found out, if you have a radio that's older than 2001, they won't do digital tones. But I thought I'd just pass that on to you for informational purposes, just in case you're back up here for any period of time.
Cindy, real good. Yeah, all of mine do the DCS stuff and all the different tones. Except for one. I got one or two older ones that I just don't use anymore that are like backup to the backups that I keep around. But, yeah, I'll have to remember that. I appreciate the info. So how you getting along? How's your health hanging in?
Jim, but I can't make a whole lot of, like I was telling someone earlier. Anderson Group was doing something down at Williamston. And Mandel and one other hand who's also a GMRS operator, they went down to Simpsonville with something about a GMRS meeting. I can't do that kind of thing, go a long distance here with the way my blood sugar fluctuates. And that over there at W4FHJ's place, which is where Breyers had the winter field day at, is really about as close as I could get, and I couldn't go to these far distant locations.
Roger. Okay, real good. Well, I understand. It's tough on me too, buddy. We had to come home for a family funeral, and we'll be here a few more days, but it's too cold here. It's even cold in Florida, so I'm going back as soon as I can pin my ears back, over.
Being that you reside there mostly, that's fine. I give you that order just for informational purposes, just in case you happen to be here and something happens.
Certainly appreciate it. Certainly appreciate it. Well, how's old Mandel doing?
Told me a few days ago he went down to that GMRS meeting I was talking about down there in Simpsonville. Him and WW4JET, who lives up here above me, between me and Highway 11, he's a pilot, but he started out as a GMRS operator, and now he's got his ham license. And it's my guess from what they told me some days back, they went down there to that this morning.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. What can I say? KF4LZI, W4IT. Okay, very good, Andy. Well, you be careful out there on the road, buddy. Especially if you're talking to me, because I may ask too many questions. Anything else going on in the community? Over.
We were just talking about me and Shane was cleaning about that 6 meter bacon, and here you pop in. So, no, I'm about to detonate, so I'm going to have to secure. But that was just ironic timing. KI4LZI Mobile, going to be clear, because I'm about to detonate.
Send me threes. Get on in and get in the warm and get you, get you something warm to drink or something. And good luck to you. Good to hear you, buddy. You take care, and God bless. We'll catch up with you later, Lord willing. If not, we'll be on to the next assignment. KI4LZI 73 W4IT. Be clear. Good evening, Andy.